USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hundreds of businesses are continuing to recover from a ransomware attack last week, the latest in a series of cyber attacks this year that have appeared to come from criminals operating in Russia and Eastern Europe. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin late last week, urging him to take action against criminal activity in his country. Representative Debbie Dingell says that the U.S. has to respond, calling the hacks an attack on our national security. The Michigan Democrat tells Fox News that the recent wave of attacks should be considered an act of war.
The president has a number of tools in his toolbox, but I quite frankly consider this an act of war, an act of aggression, and the United States cannot sit by and let this continue to happen. So, you know, the president answered yes to one question, but I think he, and I believe he did this week, make it very clear to President Putin this is unacceptable and cannot continue, and we are going to have to respond.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The death toll in the condominium tower collapse in Surfside, Florida has risen to 90. Brad Bernards has more.
Authorities said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside.
And President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She says she plans to step down following elections in September after 16 years in power. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arkansas is one of the areas in the country experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks. He tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines.
Early on in the pandemic, the average age of hospitalizations was 64. That has dropped 10 years down to 54, and the reason is the elderly population got vaccinated. They're reducing the numbers going to the hospital, but it is that age group between 30 and 54 that is becoming ill, that has not been vaccinated, not good vaccination rates, and so that hospitalization rate has increased. And so what do we do about it? We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in six cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas to how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.